Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, 1:8. And now the Mishnah discusses the differences between the requirements of writing a scroll that has one of the 24 books of the Tanakh, in contrast with writing a parchment that has one of the parchment has a mezuzah, or the parchments for a tefillin. The Mishnah says, Ein bein sfarim letefillin mezuzos. There is no difference, says the Mishnah, between writing a scroll, a Torah scroll, or a Nach scroll, with those of the requirements for tefillin and mezuzos, meaning that the requirements, say, for like Gidin, if you're going to, when you tie the pieces together, the sections of parchment together, or let's say you wrote a mezuzah in two halves, you tied it together, for argument's sake, that would be the same. You have to use Gidin, you have to use animal sinew, and not use something like linen, vegetable matter sinew. Similarly, the din d'rabban that they convey tumah to your hands by touching them is equally true both for Torah scrolls, etc., as well as for tefillin and mezuzahs. Elish hasfarim nechtavim b'chol lashon. The difference is that when it comes to writing kisvei kodesh, one can write it in any language. Now, lashon actually includes two separate components. It means both language, that means you can write it in English or French or Japanese. It also refers to, like, I'll call it the font, the orthography, the way in which you write it. You don't have to use a specific font. In contrast, utfilin mezuzas en nechtavos ela ba'ashuris. When it comes to tefillin and mezuzahs, they must be written in ashuris. Now, ashuris also comprises those two issues. Both, it has to be lashon ashuris, the ashuris language, meaning what we call Hebrew, and ksav ashuris, the writing of ashuris, which is the font, the writing that we're familiar with in our Sefer Torah. Now, the word ashuris itself, many translate as like from Assyria, Assyrian. Maybe. It seems that there's not much to support that in the archaeological record. The Assyrians, that the writing they used in the time that of Ezra, when Ashuris was introduced or brought back or reintroduced or reemphasized in Klal Yisrael, and they used kind of cuneiform writing, little wedges in clay, and no script like this. So rather, Ashuris presumably means, like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi understands, that it means from like the lashon of mu'ushar, like the best, the choicest, the ideal language in writing. It's the ideal language, the greatest language, because it's Hebrew, the original language that the Torah is written in. And it's also ksav ashuris, the best of the writing, because as the Rambam already writes, the letters don't get, you know, you can't mix them up, they don't get smushed one into the other. As you write them together, they stand discreet one from the next. So because it's so clear, it also makes it the best choice of the writings. Now, the basis for the requirement for tefillin and mezuzahs to be written specifically in Hebrew is a drasha b'havyasan, v'hayu ha'davar ma'ele, the words shall be as they are, the drashas v'hayu, they're written the way they are. That's a drasha specifically to mezuzos and tefillin. Sefer Torah not, says the Tanakh, any language will do. It is a little peculiar that there are a whole world of chumras that apply when you're writing a mezuzah or tefillin that don't apply to Sefer Torah, but they're not mentioned here at all. In any case, the halacha doesn't follow this at all. The halacha actually follows, at least nominally, like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who says in the Mishnah, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, af besfarim, even when it comes to writing Kisvei Kodesh, the 24 books and scrolls, lo hitiru sheyichtvu ela yavanis, you can't write in any language you want. You only can write it in the ancient Greek language, meaning either Hebrew with ashuris or or Greek, Hebrew in whatever language, or in Greek, even in Greek writing, says Rabban Shimon Gamliel. The reason why is Greek is special as opposed to other languages is also based on a drasha, the famous drasha that in reference to Yefes, the son of Noach. The pasuk says, Yaft Elohim liYefes v'yishkon bo'olei shem, which means that Hashem bestowed some beauty to Yefes, and it will dwell within the tense of shame, and we understand that the Jews are descendants of shame. So the drush is that the most beautiful, the social yafes, the most beautiful aspect of the cultures that descend from this child of Noach, yafes, which is the Greek language, can be included in the olo shame, in the tense of shame, meaning within the there's a place for it in our let's say base midrash, so to speak, in our tense, and that is to include Sifrei Torah written in the beautiful language of Greek. But the Rambam already paskens the halacha that the ancient Greek language is long gone. We don't know where it is. And therefore, lamaisa, when it comes to writing any Sifrei Torah, other Kisvei Kodesh, as well as Tefillin and Mezuzos, it must be done only in Hebrew and only in Ksav Ashuris, in those block letters that we're familiar with. That's halacha lamaisa.